There is a point that you become part of the administration. How do we bring you up to becoming lieutenant governor?
Well, after taking the accounting director job, there was some changes in the upper echelon. The person that was an assistant to the governor left the organization, and the governor actually split that job into two jobs. There was a gentleman that took part of the assistant job, and I was offered the other. I was the special assistant to the governor. It actually was much like an executive director job. I took management over the programs, supervised the employees, and answered to the governor. And then after that job, in 1979, we had a new constitution that allowed for a governor and lieutenant governor, 9 council members, and 3 judges in different departments of government. And he invited me to run with him as the lieutenant governor. We ran on the same ticket. So we ran together in 1979, and we were successful.
And we might point out that prior to 1970, is it true the President of the United States appointed the governor of the nation?
That's absolutely correct.
But the law was changed, and Overton James was appointed in 1963, then elected because the change in the law.
That's correct. The background on that is that before Oklahoma became a state, there was some federal legislation that was intended to abolish tribal government. Of course, there was still business to take care of. The assets of the nation would still have to be managed. The objective was to not only manage, but to sell the assets and then distribute the proceeds. In 1907, when Oklahoma became a state, there was this process in place for appointment. The appointment of the chief executive who would take care of the tribe's business, work with the federal government and the other entities they needed to. So we had an appointed governor. They were appointed 2-year terms up until 1963. There were 3 governors, Douglas Johnston, Floyd Maytubby, and then for a short while after Floyd Maytubby's death of about 6 months, his brother was appointed. And he served until Overton James was appointed in 1963. So there was a lot of work that was going on within the 5 civilized tribes to seek a change so that the tribes could elect their chief executive. The law that was passed is called the 5 Tribes Act of 1970, which authorized the popular election of the 4 chiefs and the governor. The first election was held in 1971. A lot of folks ran for that position, by the way. I remember I was still in college when that happened. Then Overton James was elected for the first time. When I came to work in 1975, there was another election. It was held in August, I believe, of 1975. He was reelected again. So he'd served 2 elected terms, but he'd served since 1963 at that point. So he served 12 years in office.
You said they named 4 chiefs and 1 governor, so we were talking about the 5 civilized tribes that was given the right to elect their own chief or governor. Why are they called chiefs and yours, Chickasaw, is called governor?
That really goes back to the first constitution that we had in 1856. It was decided by the organizers that they would use a different style of government than what we'd had before. We'd had more of a traditional style of government where we did have chiefs and we did have a council and that sort of thing. So that government was established in 1856 and it ran from 1856 until statehood. It was still called governor after statehood, and when our next constitution was put in place in 1979, it was a given. We did have a council, which is really a departure from our constitution because our last constitution showed a 3-branch government made up of an executive, legislative, and judicial, and legislative was made up of a Senate and a House. Then we had the judicial department, which had the courts. Well, in 1979, when that constitution was established, we had a 9-member council rather than a legislature. And then we had appointed judges in the judicial. There was a reformation process that took place. There were a group of Chickasaw citizens that filed a lawsuit against the U.S. and the governor, suggesting that the old constitution was still in effect and that the existing constitution and all the acts of the governor were illegal. They won the case. they actually won. We jumped back past all the acts of Congress and everything back to our 1867 Constitution. We had original sovereignty again. But there was a problem. We had a 1979 Constitution, and we had the 1867. You can only have one. And we went through a reformation. They took the two, they examined them, established a commission that did that, and they went through the process of identifying the differences and the similarities and what is it we want to keep. In 1983, a constitution was established, the same one that we live under today. And it has three departments of government, made up of the executive, which is the governor and lieutenant governor, a legislature, which is made up of 13 people, and they're called legislators, rather than having a bicameral legislature, and then a judicial department, which is made up of now a Supreme Court and district court. It changed the makeup of government. With that constitution came a greater level of sovereignty. In fact, basically, our sovereignty was again recognized. We just jumped back, and then we're able to come forward to today. It allowed us at that time to do a lot more. We were then self-governed. Prior to that, the U.S. government made a lot of decisions for us, and decisions we made, they had to approve. That doesn't happen today. We are truly self-governed today.
And as you look back, having a 13-member legislature is a lot easier to deal with than if you had a House and a Senate. Would that be true?
It is. They are elected on 3-year terms, which is a little unusual number for elected officials. They're usually 2 or 4 or 6, not odd numbers. But it works really well because we have an election every year. They're staggered terms, and we have one person from the Supreme Court that is elected every year. And the governor and lieutenant governor run as a team and are elected for 4-year terms.